USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the western states, wildfires have taken the lives of at least 33 people. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
We saw the perfect firestorm. We saw incredible winds. And of course, we have a landscape that has seen 30 years of drought. This is truly the bellwether for climate change on the West Coast. And this is a wake-up call for all of us that we have got to do everything in our power to tackle climate change.
Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley on ABC.
It is apocalyptic. I drove 600 miles up and down the state. I never escaped the smoke. We have thousands of people who have lost their homes. I could never have envisioned this. The east winds came over the top of the mountain, proceeded to turn the fires into blow torches that went down and just incinerated a series of small towns.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti tells CNN there was a way to prevent the nearly 200,000 Americans from dying of the coronavirus.
We had known and had leadership that didn't say calm, but actually allowed us to do the work and provided us the resources to do so. We would have taken action much earlier.
In Southern California, there's an update on the ambush that left two L.A. County Sheriff deputies in critical condition. Captain Kent Wagner says it happened in Compton, and the shooting suspect was caught on video.
He walked along the passenger side of the car. He acted as if he was going to walk past the car, and then he made a left turn directly toward the car, raised a pistol, and fired several rounds inside of the vehicle, striking both of the sheriff's deputies.
The incident is still under investigation, and so far, no arrests have been made. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Peace talks between Afghanistan and the Taliban have begun. USA's John Hunt has more.
Historic negotiations between the Taliban and Afghanistan's political leadership opened in Qatar, offering a great chance of peace after decades of war. The U.S. had hoped negotiations would start within 2 weeks of February 29th, when it initially signed the peace deal with the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo attended the opening ceremony. He met with Taliban co-founder and political deputy Mullah Abdul Ghani Bardar, who heads the organization's office in Qatar's capital, and the members of the Taliban negotiating team, according to State Department spokesperson Cale Brown. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
It's been a violent summer in Baltimore, and it only got worse this past week. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Between Sunday, September 6th and this Sunday morning, Baltimore police say at least 45 people were shot across that city. 11 of them had died from the shootings. 34 others were wounded, some still hospitalized. Over the long Labor Day weekend, 14 people were shot, two of them died, and one person was fatally stabbed. So far this year, Baltimore has seen a total of 233 homicides, just shy of the 240 recorded at this point last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.